come on up some soil.
The migrants protested the new law in front of the Israeli Knesset, chanting that they are not criminals, but refugees. The asylum seekers, who are mostly from Sudan and Eritrea, say Israel makes it difficult to obtain or renew their visas and rarely grants asylum. The government says they are infiltrators looking for work and wants them to leave. Adam Ahmed came from Darfur 5 years ago.
I'm a refugee. I came from, from tough region. The genocide happened there. For protection, not for more fear, because I live in fear.
The government says more than 50,000 Africans have entered Israel in the past 7 years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the influx had virtually stopped since the completion last year of a 5-meter-high fence along the border with Egypt.
I want to make clear that demonstrations won't help them and strikes won't help. Just as we managed to stop completely the illegal infiltration of our borders, so we are also determined to remove from here those who succeeded in entering before we close the border.
Rights workers say the migrants take low-paying jobs that Israelis don't want. But Israelis in some neighborhoods say they have brought crime and fear. The director of the Israel Project Advocacy Group, Marcus Sheff, says Israel is a small nation that cannot absorb such an influx.
These issues are all over the world. You know, they're very, very complicated indeed. And sorting out the difference between those people who, you know, genuinely need political asylum and economic migrants or illegal economic immigrants is something which I think governments are struggling with.
But he says the government should approach the problem humanely. The demonstrators say the protests will continue and are threatening hunger strikes to press their demands. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.